What is music? Filmmaker Daniel Ankers spent 5 years with members of the Philadelphia Orchestra trying to find out. Now, you would think that would be an easy question for professional musicians.
What is music?
This is a lifetime challenge.
What is music? What is music?
The 90-minute documentary Daniel Anker created with the Philadelphia Orchestra musicians is called Music from the Inside Out. It's playing at selected theaters right now. The film has no narrator, just music makers exploring not so much how they make music, rather why they make it. Must make it, really.
I was drawn to music partly because I wasn't very articulate with words, and I came from a family that wasn't that comfortable expressing different emotions, and here was a different language that was acceptable, and I could really pour all my feeling into that.
Filmmaker Daniel Anker is in our New York studios. Welcome to you.
Thanks.
Tell us what prompted you to ask that question, what is music? Because you're asking people to put into words something that is nonverbal.
You know, it's something that has intrigued me my entire life. And my intention really was not to portray what music means to just those whose trade is professional music making, but really to all of us as audience members. And so it's these ideas about how it feels to make music. Those were the ideas that I wanted to explore with the musicians. And what's fascinating is that these are ideas that are central to their everyday life, and yet they're thinking about them for the very first time.
Well, you introduce us to Philadelphia Orchestra musicians who obviously spend their lives in music. And here was a wonderful example. Every Thursday night after a concert, the trombonist goes to play in a salsa band.
I always felt some kind of a connection to Latin music. That kind of music can make you feel like you want to move. When I moved to Philly, I would go to these clubs and just sit there and listen to the music, and I would not dare getting up to dance.
That trombonist said something interesting about when he makes the decision to become part of the band, because he didn't start out that way, did he?
Right. No, he kind of got caught up in the music itself.
And I started talking to the trombone player who's playing in that band, and he said, just bring your horn. I mean, you play with the Philadelphia Orchestra? My God, you must be a pretty good trombone player. Just bring your horn and play with us.
Also in this film, you introduce us to two brothers who perform in the Philadelphia Orchestra, and they are finding a different kind of passion or expression playing bluegrass music.
When I auditioned for this orchestra, I brought my portable CD player and I had Bela Fleck jamming with Mark O'Connor, Edgar Meyer, and it puts me in such a great mood, and I knew that if I wanted to play well in any time, an audition concert, I have to be in good spirits, because if I'm down or if I'm ragging on myself mentally, I don't play well or the way I want to play. So actually a lot of the time for the audition for this orchestra, I had my headphones on, listening to bluegrass. And just sitting there, because it made me feel great.
That was Jason and Zach DePue.
Fantastic. Well,
that's what they were brought up on in Ohio. I think there are four brothers, and they all play bluegrass together and win the fiddling contests around the country. It's pretty phenomenal.
I was struck by how much these musicians change when they're playing music that is not classical. And I wonder, do they find classical music sometimes a straitjacket, not giving them a whole lot of room for kind of personal expression?
That actually became one of the central themes of the film, which is this struggle as an individual, as an artist whose whole life is about expressing oneself through one's art. How do you reconcile that with a livelihood that requires you to play as part of a group of 105 people? And certainly one way they do that is to explore all kinds of different music making. I mean, the diet of these musicians as listeners and as players is about as varied as they come. And you could argue that maybe that is a fact of there being orchestral musicians, or maybe it's just a fact that they're human beings.
Well, orchestral music is certainly the ultimate form of community. And you introduce us to the fascinating story of the concertmaster, David Kim, groomed to be a concert soloist.
I don't really ever recall not playing the violin. My mother was a professional musician, a pianist. Before I was born, she decided that she wanted to, one, have a son, and two, have that son, train that son to become a professional violinist. Really, she wanted a world-famous solo violinist.
And so then, when I was 3 years old, unfortunately, she passed away when he was in his teens, which sort of left him without the compass, without the answer to the question, why make music? But he persisted, pursuing a concert career that had varying degrees of success, and then one day just suddenly realizing that maybe he wasn't going to quite live up to his mother's dreams. And he joined an orchestra, became concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra, which is obviously no small feat. And what begins as a story that seems to be one of compromise ultimately is one of transcendence, because David discovers the real joy of music making is the collaborative spirit.
Now I really feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the whole world. I can play the greatest music ever written.
And in fact, suddenly remembers back to something his mother had said, which indicates that maybe she all along knew that that was something out there for him.
I vaguely remember, even when I was about 5 years old, my parents speaking at the breakfast table about the Schubert Cello Quintet, saying something like, man, wouldn't it be great to be able to play that second theme in the first movement? Because my mother was a pianist, she could never play it. And my father is a college professor, and he obviously never could play the Schubert Cello Quintet. Now, I play that music, and it is pure ecstasy. And I wish I could go back and say to my mom, oh, Mom, I'm doing it. It is incredible. You wouldn't believe it.
Philadelphia Orchestra Concertmaster David Kim. Again, filmmaker Daniel Anker, you really have to ask the question, can everybody be a virtuoso? And one of your musicians remembers that he heard that 9-year-old violinist Sarah Chang performing Paganini.
And he said he thought that was the greatest playing he'd ever heard. In fact, he said off camera that we didn't use, he said he thought it was the voice of God or something like that.
And also, he knew he would never play that well.
Right. But it didn't bother me, he says. And a colleague of his chimes up and says, yeah, it's just so exhilarating. For me, that was a really important moment in the film because I really wanted to bring the musicians down to earth. We tend to place symphonic musicians on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want their stories to be stories about them. I wanted them to be stories about us. Because the whole experience of making music does not require professionalism. You can feel these feelings and not be playing in the Philadelphia Orchestra. I mean, this is what this film is intended to do, to just express the joy of making music.
Daniel Anker's film is called Music from the Inside Out. It's now playing in select theaters across the United States. The film was nominated for the International Documentary Association's Distinguished Feature Award. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You can see scenes from Music from the Inside Out at our website, npr.org.